I'm Joe Kendrick for WNCW. Happy to be talking with Mac McCon of Superchunk at the Grey Eagle in Asheville ahead of their show and touring in support of their 10th record, I Hate Music. Welcome, Mac.
Thank you. It's good to be here in Asheville.
It's been 8 years since I got to talk to you here at the same venue.
Yeah.
And a lot has passed since then. A lot of great things have happened in the world of Merge Records and Superchunk. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this new record.
So the new record is called I Hate Music, and when we took a break for about 9 years between Here's to Shutting Up and our last album, Majesty Shredding, which came out in 2010. But the process for Majesty Shredding went so smoothly, and people seemed to really like it, and we had a good time playing shows for that record. So we moved pretty quickly into working on songs for the new album. We kind of did it in a similar way to Majesty Shredding. I wrote a lot of the songs and did demos and sent them around to band members over the course of, you know, several months or even a year. And then we started recording them a few songs at a time at Overdub Lane, the studio in Durham. And we worked some with Scott Solter, who did the last record. We also worked with Bo Sorensen, who John, our drummer, knew from working on with him on the Bob Mould record. And then John Plymel, who is the house engineer at Overdub Lane, he also ended up mixing a couple of songs on the record. So we worked with those three guys, and it was really fun. And I'm really happy with the way it came out. I mean, the title is a lyric from one of the songs, a song called Me and You and Jackie Matu, which is kind of about bonding over certain records, you know, with friends. And and Jackie Matu is just like one example of that. He's a great keyboardist from Jamaica. Anyway, so the title is the first line of the song, and it became the title of the album because it was, you know, we had a list of album titles that we were kind of choosing from. A lot of them were from lyrics and that kind of thing, but it was just the one that jumped out because it's funny, and it's kind of makes you wonder what they're, you know, what is that all about. And I think that, people have described it as ironic, but I really think there is some irony there, but it's not just strictly ironic. I mean, I think it's really a feeling that I have as someone who's been a music fan and involved in music pretty much my whole life, and maybe you as being in radio, or people who, you know, anyone who's really into music. I think as you get older, you may have these moments where that you never would have imagined having when you're 20 or 25 or 30, where you're just so inundated with information every day, you know, in the form of music. And some of it you love, some of it you don't love, but it, either way, it's just a lot coming at you all the time. Certainly having a record label, I feel like that. And sometimes you just want to turn it off, but it's a weird feeling because, you know, I mean, I don't walk around feeling like I hate music all the time, but even though it's like a brief, like maybe passing feeling, it's still something to think about, and something to try to like get your mind around if you're having that after, you know, like I said, if your whole life is based around music and all of a sudden you occasionally have this feeling of like, oh, I just want to turn all this off, you know. Then you start to think, like, how do I deal with that, you know?
There's a friend of mine in the video, which is a great concept, I think, where people show their favorite records and a kind of a montage of people holding up their favorite album covers. Tell us about the band's favorite album cover, and of course yours, Jackie Matu.
Right, I mean, what we did was, I was trying to figure out a way to make a video. I mean, we've made a lot of videos, and bands make videos all the time, but I was trying to, I mean, in one way, I was trying to figure out how to make a video that was going to be not too expensive to do, and we wanted our friend Phil Morrison to direct it. He's a film director from Winston-Salem. He's made some videos for us in the past. He directed the movie Junebug, which is a great movie. But he's super busy all the time, and he hadn't made a lot of music videos in the last 10 or 15 years, but we really wanted him to do this. So I was trying to come up with a concept that I could bring to Phil and say, like, hey, maybe you have time to do this because we'll get a bunch of people to take photos of themselves or have people take photos of them holding up records and then just put it into a montage kind of thing, you know, since the song is kind of about that. And so what we did was we We had friends and family, and then also record stores around the country that Merge works with. They didn't know what it was for, but we just said, can you have customers that you think will be into this and willing to do this, like take their photo with? And we didn't say favorite album, and I think that's important because it's hard for people to pick favorite records. We said, like, just hold up an album that's meaningful to you. It could be your least favorite, I guess, in that sense, you know what I mean? But just like, but I think a lot of times maybe it would be the first album you ever bought, or, you know, the first album that you really had any kind of connection to, even if it's not your favorite now, like, it has some meaning to for you, you know. So that's what we did, and then Phil really made a super artistic thing out of it. I mean, I was thinking of something much more pedestrian than what Phil Morrison ended up turning the video into. He got an artist named Ann Wood to create a diorama, and at one point in the video there's like photos that we had taken have been cut out and then placed into this diorama. I mean, he got really kind of elaborate with it, and it's really beautiful. I think it came out great. But right, so Jim is holding up a Man Size Action record, and I don't know his particular connection to that band. It's a band from Minneapolis, and Brian Paulson was in that band who produced a couple records for us. Laura is holding up a Sparks album, Kimono My House. I don't know what her connection to that record is, and I actually haven't talked to her about it. John is holding up a Sebastian Cabot album. It's a pretty weird selection. And I'm holding up a Jackie Mutu record in some ways because I mean, actually, like, I took several photos because I couldn't decide. I mean, it's like if someone asks you, like, hold up one record, it's like a really hard decision. So I had photos with me with The Clean, Boodle 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 EP. I took some pictures with New Order, Power Corruption and Lies, but I settled on Jackie Mutu because I do really love that record. It's called Reggae Magic, but also because it's in the title, I couldn't really have. There had to be someone, since no one who had their photo taken knew what it was for. No one held up a Jackie Mutu record just randomly, so there had to be someone in the video with the Jackie Mutu record. I figured, so I played that role.
We're really looking forward to your show tonight, Mac. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to it, too. Superchunk has never played the Grey Eagle before. We've played a couple other places in town, but I'm looking forward to it.
For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick.